May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be always acceptable to you, O God, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. The gospel message is clear. We have to keep at the business of forgiving. How many times, Peter asks? Seven? No, 70 times seven. Never let up. But how do we actually do it? What are the internal maneuvers we need to make when our hearts ache with the anger and hurt that we feel from the wrong that we've suffered? How do we let go of the resentment that so often lingers after we've been stung by someone else? A good first step is to really believe in the concept. Forgiveness sounds good and noble, and as Christians, we talk about it and pray for it a lot. We're known for it as a central tenet of our faith. But do we really believe in it as a way of life? If we want to become better at forgiving, we have to commit to it as a spiritual practice, a daily practice. Each day will surely provide opportunities. The bad driver, the unmasked tourist, the moody friend or spouse. Most every day, there is something to forgive. If we're willing to commit to forgiveness as a way of life, we can then open ourselves to pray for the ability to do it. Elsewhere in the Gospel of Matthew, Jesus teaches us to pray, saying, "Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us." If we begin each day with this prayer, we start out remembering that we are in this together. We start out in humility, recognizing that we all make mistakes. We invite forgiveness to permeate our day. We don't have to be hard on ourselves. We don't have to be hard on other people. We mustn't think that we're wrong or bad in the eyes of God. Perhaps the hardest part of being a good forgiver is in the moment when we are triggered or affronted by someone else's behavior or thoughtlessness. If it's someone we don't know, it might be easier to let go. We can remember that this person has a story of hurt and wounding that we don't know about. If we knew the circumstances of this person's world, we might be moved to compassion. Forgiveness means giving them the benefit of the doubt and moving on. It's harder to keep forgiving when we're in relationship with someone, when there's a pattern of affront or transgression. In these cases, we have to work on our relationship with the person. Forgiveness as a spiritual practice gives us a particular orientation to the problem, but it doesn't tell us how the relationship is going to work out. Relationships sometimes need to end. This is especially true when there's a pattern of abuse or harm. Relationships that end, though, can still end in forgiveness when we stay committed to having compassion for the other person, to understanding that they are caught up in their own struggles, just as we are caught up in ours. Sometimes when we are caught and we experience an inability to forgive despite our best efforts, we feel that we can't forgive. In those moments, there's a need to look inside of ourselves, to tend gently to our spiritual health. When we can't forgive, we're in tremendous pain. A part of us is in anguish and cannot let go. This part of us needs gentle and loving help. Instead of pushing this part of ourselves to forgive, we can ask, where does it hurt? We can ask ourselves, what are you afraid will happen if you forgive? Forgiveness in this case will not be something that will happen in an instant. It will be a delicate process that requires patience, diligence, and courage. Through prayer and perhaps with the help of a trusted guide, we ask for divine healing come to our most tender wounds. we get to know ourselves better. We lift up our broken pieces to God. The poet David White has written on the subject of forgiveness. He says, "To forgive is to put oneself in a larger gravitational field of experience than the one that first seemed to hurt us. We reimagine ourselves in the light of our maturity, and we reimagine the past in the light of our new identity. We allow ourselves to be gifted by a story larger than the story that first hurt us and left us bereft. For we who are Christians, this larger story is the story of Jesus. When we strive to forgive, we bind our wounds to Christ's wounds, to the bigger story. We remember that we are invited to let his story guide ours. We let go of our burdens, and we emerge into the light of the new day of resurrection." Amen.